This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
After praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending immense greetings and salutations upon the final Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we find in a world of whereby many people may live in a state of loss, of despair, or have no hope. And you find the world around it, so many individuals, that this hope or this lack of hope or loss makes them even take their own lives, thinking there's no way out of the extreme difficulty or the hardship, the pain, the suffering that they're going through. And for some people at times, it may even be something trivial that makes them lose hope. Whereas Islam gives that individual that hope, that conviction at the end of, if there is suffering upon this earth, there's going to be some goodness. Or if the individual has overcome, overwhelmed themselves with ma'asi, with disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're trying to repent or to turn back, there's hope for those individuals. Because why the world around us, that some of us we look and think that maybe the grass is greener on the other side or the world is bright on the other side, just to help us to understand glimpses of what these people, the sufferings, that what it leads them to enter inside their lives. In the year 2022, rounding off to the nearest 100, we find approximately 65,000 people committed suicide in the United States of America. 1.2 million people attempted suicide. Close to 65,000 people committed suicide. In this country, we find close to 6,500 or 6,300 people carried out suicide. And that's why studies and millions or billions are being spent to study how to find the balance of the human being. Whereas we have the Quran, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ, don't kill yourselves, don't commit suicide. Indeed, your Lord is merciful towards you. That we have this faith and this conviction that no matter what we've done inside our lives, or what happens inside our life, there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala there at the end of the journey, who looks at the intent of the human being. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَى صُورِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَجْسَامِكُمْ. Allah doesn't look at your physical depiction or your images. But rather, find the hadith, it continues to mention, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَنْظُرُ إِلَى قُلُوبِكُمْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks into your hearts to see what your heart contains. Not to say that we shouldn't be worried about external format or display of the Muslim, because that is, many ulama mentioned, is a reflection of the heart. But it's a deeper journey of the individual. As Ibrahim alayhi salam mentioned, that the person successful on the day of judgment, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, that day your wealth and your children will not avail you, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for the person who comes with a sound heart, a pure heart. Also, the discussions at Surah Qaf, speaking about the 50th chapter of Quran, speaking about death. Those who come with a pure, with a sound heart, will be told to enter into paradise, the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this deliverance that we find that Islam grants or gives to us, and this verse that we're going to specifically focus on, gives that deliverance to the believing individuals. Imam Ali mentioned, مَا فِي الْقُرْآنِ آيَةً أَوْسَعُ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. There's no more encompassing verse inside the Quran than this verse inside the surah we're going to mention, as Imam Qurtubi narrates inside his tafsir. He also mentions, Abdullah ibn Umar said, وَهَذِهِ الْآيَةِ أَرْجَى آيَةً فِي الْقُرْآنِ. This is the ayah full of the most greatest hope. The greatest ayah of hope. That's why we find normally so many ayat that we may reflect inside our lives. أَعْظَمُ الْآيَةِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. The greatest ayah inside the Quran is Ayatul Kursi. So this is the greatest ayah of giving person hope, deliverance, rescuing oneself. Abdullah Mas'ud said, إِنْ أَكْثَرْ هَذَا آيَةً فِي الْقُرْآنِ فَرْحًا فِي سُورَةِ الْغُرَفِ, is another name of this surah of Zumar. The most rejoicing verse inside the Quran. This is the verse that we should rejoice when we recite this verse. Imam Shawkani said, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ هَذِي الْآيَةِ أَرْجَى آيَةً فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, that this is the verse that contains the most greatest hope for the believers, individuals. لِشْتِمَالِهَا عَلَى أَعْظَمْ بَشَارًا, because what it contains, the greatest of glad tidings which are given to the believing individuals. And this all helps us to understand that this journey that we're trying to pluck single verses or parts of verses from the Quran, why we're doing this, to see that they are just single verses or segments of verses inside the Quran that should have a profound effect upon us. And this verse from Surah Zumar, the 39th chapter of the Quran, verse number 53. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Say to my believing servants, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that have gone beyond the limits. They oppress themselves. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ ذُنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you can understand now why the companions and the ulama, they mentioned this is the most ayah full of hope, that we don't lose hope no matter what we've done inside our lives. As we know that the ending is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالْخَوَاتِيمِ. It's the end of a man that counts. The end journey. Just like in the beginning, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ. It's the intention you intend right in the beginning. And somewhere in the middle, we all waver, we all falter, we all default. We may all even go off the path at times. It's the end result. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ عَلَى الْخَوَاتِيمِ. What was the final nail in the coffin of the individual? What was the ending of the individual? That's what stands and counts. Because that is tawfiq min Allah. That's a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That he changes a person. This is more excessive. That we find that ulama mentioned, there's more chance of a person changing from bad to good. A person of good, normally Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leaves them. Very rarely a person moves something from something bad to into something good into something bad. But the common practice is the opposite, because Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. Specifically to the Muslims, that he gives them opportunities to move towards the haram, towards the halal. And grants them many opportunities. Opportunity after opportunity. As if there's some goodness in the heart of every single one of us. In every single one, there's a goodness, and Allah is playing inside our hearts to make that goodness come out of us. That we invoke Him, we implore Him, we ask Him, and we end our lives in the words and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this verse in the end of Surah Al-Zumar, the other name is Surah Al-Ghuraf that you mentioned, Al-Zumar is the troops, the groups of people. This 39th verse of the Quran, the Holy Surah speaks about Al-Akhirah, about a journey inside Al-Akhirah, and speak about the groups of the people. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. When a disbelieving individual is brought in troops, in groups, brought to Jahannam. And then the opposite is there. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ جَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. That's the sunnah of the Quran. Whenever it speaks about the hellfire, يُخَوِّفُكُمْ, scares you, it gives you the glad tidings of the opposite. Or Allah begins with glad tidings and speaks about if you went off the path, this is what the punishment you could be facing. And the main theme of this surah Zumar that we find is ibadah, is worship. Worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'budillah mukhlisan lahu deen. Right in the beginning, Allah mentioned that worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make your deen sincere, devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some three different verse, similar verses inside the same surah remind us about sincerity of ibadah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to become the ibad, to become the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the same surah, Allah mentioned, Ya ibadi fattaqoon. That's why pluck out inside this surah how many times Allah speaks about ibadah, about worship, about His servants. Ya ibadi fattaqoon. Oh, my servants, fear me. Again, inside this surah, Allah mentions, Fabashir ibad. Give glad tidings to my servants. What glad tidings should we give to these individuals? الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ. الْإِسْتِمَاعُ أَشَدْ مِنَ السَّمْعِ. Those who pay deep attention, focus on the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ, meaning that they begin to listen to the words and they try to implement. وَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ, and they try their best. So this Quran recital, like we heard, that many people marvel at beautiful voices, maqamat and changing of tones, etc., and weeping, whatever. We're not saying there's something wrong with that. But it's not just weeping over the Quran. Sometimes it's good to weep over the Quran. But as Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned, that the real weeping is a weeping of the heart. The weeping of the heart that leads to what? Al-amal, to action, to obedience, a ta'ah. That's when you know that there's an impact of the Quran inside our lives. That externally at times we may weep over the emotional reading of the Quran. So the 29 or 30 odd days that we've been listening to the Quran, now that should spill over. Our heart should be filled. It should be a vessel that's flowing with the Quran. That where am I from these words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. Those who hear these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and live by them according to the best of their ability. And it's at the end of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah mentions again that believers are those individuals who pay, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. When the Quran is recited, don't just become silent about the Quran. Pay attention to the Quran, that you may attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise in the same surah, الَّذِينَ أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِكَافٍ عَبْدَهُ. Is not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sufficient for His servants? أَنْتَ تَحْكُمُ بَيْنَ عِبَادِكَ فِي مَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. You judge amongst your servants in that which they differed upon themselves. بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ وَكُمْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show gratitude. Throughout the Quran, Allah speaks about what is worship. Worship is actually shukr. That is one of the meanings of ibadah. And tashkur lillah, that you give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In kuntum iyyahu ta'budun. That if you really do worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you give shukr. You give gratitude. You give praise, remembrance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that praise isn't just in certain moments. That inside the prayer is one form of shukr and gratitude. وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. And the greatest thing is the dhikr of Allah. Ulama said dhikr Allah huna bima'na as-salah. The greatest way to give shukr and remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is as-salah. To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned before this verse, أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ رِزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Don't you see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the rizq, the sustenance for whomever he wants. وَيَقْدِرُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ أَوْ يَقْدِرُ, and gives a due estimate or due decree for every single individual. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. In that is signs for the believers to reflect. So prior to this verse, Allah is speaking about worldly materialistic gain. That's what some of the ulama are mentioning, that here is speaking about your materialistic needs. Allah is the one that provides them. And then after this, Allah then speaks about the spiritual gain. That just like for your material gain, Allah provides it and you turn to Him. Then for your spiritual gaining, also turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because after this, Allah mentions, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. Return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. And submit to Him. مِنْ قَبْلِ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. Then all of a sudden, the punishment comes upon you and victory is not given to you. And then again it's mentioned that it comes upon you, baghtatan. All of a sudden, death comes upon you. The end of your life comes upon you. And then a person says, oh my Lord, now let me come back. Likewise, that Surah Al-Mu'minun, Allah mentioned exactly the same thing. That a person will say, رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. Person say, oh my Lord, give me respite. Let me go back to this dunya. For what purpose? لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتْ. So I can go back in this dunya, gain some more wealth, gain some more recognition, gain things of this dunya. لا. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا. So may go and do some righteous actions. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. These are just vain, empty words. That's what the response is. These are empty words. وَمِنْ وَرَائِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ مِنْ وَرَائِمْ doesn't mean from behind, it means been أمامهم, in front, and there's a barzakh. There's an interspace. Now you're locked in an interspace. Once you leave this dunya, فَإِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ when your soul comes right to the top part of your throat, Allah says, now bring the soul back now. When it's leaving and it's about to go, if you have the ability, return the soul. تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ bring the soul back into this body if you're truthful. That's why there's no tawbah. There's no repentance for a person when their soul comes right to the top of their throat and they see sakaratul maut. They see the pangs of death. They see the angel of death standing there in the corner walking towards them to take them. They try to flee. The soul flees within the body, trying to escape it. But closer it walks towards the individual to take them, to snatch them out. Baghtatan. Take out their soul. That's for every single individual. For some soul will be just a soft pushing, squeezing, like the Arabs have the flask, the drinking casket that they have, the pouch that they have, a soft touching, and the soul just plummets out. And for others, it will be just dragged out because it doesn't want to leave the body. It's so attached to this body, to this dunya. But there's that barzakh, you can't return back now. They were all going too long. Another place like Surah Al-Munafiqun, Allah mentioned. Person going to say, let me come down to this earth. فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ give me the chance to come and spend my money. You know this money I was hoarding and collecting and chasing after all my life? Person's going to say, let me come to this dunya now and spend it. Inside Surah Tawbah, Allah mentioned that the money is going to be branded. You know, like you brand a horse in this dunya, you brand it. It's branded, it's burnt on its skin to mark it. It's a property of so-and-so. It's a stallion horse, stallion camel, stallion property. The gold and the silver that we hoard, it will be heated and melted and be stamped on our bodies. هَذَا مَا كَنَزْتُمْ this is the treasures that you try to pile up inside this dunya. That if it doesn't benefit inside this dunya, it's going to lead you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you find that returning back to making tawbah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Tabari inside his tafsir, he mentions one of the possible reasons of sending down of this verse. That some of them, they mentioned, the mushrikeen, they mentioned that they've excelled in killing, carrying out zina, of doing all types of haram things. And they said, it's good what you're telling us, all this reward and whatever is going to take place, but we want to hear something a bit more. Annalana tawbah, is going to be tawbah given to us. So then this verse is sent down for bashir ibad. Or so this was قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ then this verse was sent down. Or my servants who've gone beyond the limits. There's forgiveness of Allah upon you. And likewise the end of Surah Al-Furqan was sent down as well. Ada ulama Imam Qurtubi mentions أن هذه آية نزلت في قوم المسلمين أسرفوا this ayah was sent down regarding Muslims who went beyond the limits. And Imam Qurtubi also mentions this ayah is speaking about Wahshi. Qatil Hamza, Wahshi, the person who took the spear and killed Hamza. Because later inside his life, he became Muslim. But he felt regret, remorse. And he said, the only reason why I killed Hamza was to get my own freedom. So in a battle, he picked up his spear and he said, I just followed Hamza wherever Hamza was, just to slay him so I could get my own freedom. And we know that the Prophet ﷺ didn't want to see his face because the way he killed his uncle. So he thought that maybe there's going to be no repentance for the action that I've done. But Allah says that when a person inside Surah Al-Furqan, whether you've killed a person, you've done all types of atrocities, murdered someone, done haram inside your life, as long as you don't commit shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all these sins will be wiped out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as there's numerous verses inside the Quran which are similar to this verse. وَإِنِّي لَغَفَارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى وَإِنِّي لَغَفَارٌ indeed Allah, I am the one who forgives, who pardons.
For whoever who repents, wa amana, wa amila salihan, who believes and carries out righteous actions, thumma tada, and remains steadfast upon that. Ibn Kathir mentions, alam ya'lamu anna Allah huwa yaqbalu at-tawba an 'ibadihi wa ya'fu 'an as-sayyi'at. Do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who accepts the tawbah of his servants and he wipes out their sins? وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ سُوءًا أَوْ يَظْلِمْ نَفْسَهُ, whoever oppresses oneself or carries out evil actions, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ, then the person seeks the forgiveness of Allah, يَجِدِ اللَّهَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, you'll find that Allah is the most merciful, the most forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Kathir then mentions another verse from the Quran, from Surah Tawbah, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ, why don't they repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek His forgiveness? Wallahu ghafoor rahim. Qul, Imam Sa'd inside his tafsir mentioned, Qul, say, O Messenger of Allah, say to the people and any individual who's in a position of preaching to the people, give people glad tidings as well. Give them good tidings. And as we mentioned many times, when we're not here to have a go at people or to make people feel bad or make people feel remorseful, we're also to give glad tidings. That in that remorse that we awaken ourselves. So that's why Imam Sa'd inside his tafsir mentions that not just the messenger, any individual who's preaching, always encourage people. People come. Don't give people to lose hope as we began with. Give them hope. That no matter what you've done, you're still breathing, you're still living. There's going to be the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ibadi. And this khitab, as Imam Tabari mentions, very rare inside the Quran when Allah speaks, Ya ibadi, my servants. Even inside the same verse, in same surah, as I mentioned, Qul ya ibadi alladhina amanu taqu rabbakum, without the ya. And Imam Tabari begins to discuss it, why it comes with the ya or without the ya. But we find this, it's rare inside the Quran. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultanun. When shaitan is trying to make his traps upon the human being, Allah says, Inna ibadi, my selected servants, that I've selected and chosen, you're going to have no power over these individuals. So that's why we have to find who these servants are. Just like at the end of Surah Al-Furqan, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Who are عِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ? Find the traits, the characteristics of becoming the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Tafsir Al-Wasit it mentions, when Allah is saying, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي التَّشْرِيفُ وَالتَّكْرِيمُ, is honoring these servants, that even they've done wrong inside their lives, Allah, this isn't saying, oh you sinners, oh you oppressors, oh you bad Muslims, oh you bad Muslim, oh fajir, oh fasiq, oh rebellious one, oh wicked one. Allah is saying, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِي, oh my servants, these servants of mine who've gone beyond the limits, who've done what? Alladhina asrafu. Asrafu means to become excessive, to go beyond the limitations. When Allah mentions that Surah Al-Araf, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدْ وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. O son of Adam, take your beautification when you come to the masjid. Dress well. Present yourself well in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا, eat and drink. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. Don't become excessive. And that's inside some of the tafsir he mentioned about wala tusrifu, isn't just speaking about the wasting of food that we find. Wala tusrifu bima'na fi iqtiraf al-ma'asi wa sayyi'at. That you have excessive food, drink, and excessive money, what does it normally lead to? Al-ma'asi. It leads to disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tajawaz al-had fi kulli shay. To go beyond the limits in anything inside our lives. So those who've gone beyond the limits that we feel that we've sinned so much. Asrafu ala anfusihim. That we've sinned upon our own self. Ala anfusihim. That this harm is upon ourselves. That's a dhulm. What is dhulm? Dhulm is oppression upon your own self. Every time I sin, it's detrimental to my own self. Every time a person sins, a black dot comes on the heart of the individual. A black dot. The more you sin, the more the heart deadens, hardens. It becomes, some element becomes rusty based upon the verse that Surah Al-Mutaffifin, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَا. This ran comes upon their heart. That the goodness doesn't penetrate into their hearts. That's why Yawmul Jum'ah, that we find a person who misses three Jum'ahs in a row. Allah seals that person's heart. Their heart is sealed. That's why we should be worried that if we can't make it to Jum'ah or can't come to Salah, come to good things, we should be worried that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blocking my avenues to come to Him. And I need to unlock those avenues. I need to find ways. Just like in at work, you're troubled at work. Your manager doesn't give you time off. Or there's people around you make comments, whatever it may be. What do you do as a human being? You change your environment. You change your lifestyle. You change your friends. You may even change your family members. Because it's detrimental to you. Detrimental to your dunya. Why don't we think it's detrimental to our akhirah? Do we ever think that in our lives, this is detrimental to my akhirah? It's a prevention of me coming close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why we find that this dhulm is on our own selves. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ. Allah mentions the Quran, those in the video, real believers. آمَنُوا believe. And they never oppress their own souls. So the companions took this literally. They said, all of us, we commit sin, so none of us is going to be successful. None of us is going to be successful. And this comes the role of the Prophet ﷺ, to explain to them that the dhulm inside this ayah is speaking about the greatest dhulm. What is the greatest dhulm that a person can commit inside their life? A shirk billah. As Luqman said to his son in Surah Luqman, Inna shirka la dhulmun azeem. When he taught his son, gave him advice, he begins by telling his son the first thing. Ya bunayya la tushrik billah. My son, no matter what happens inside your life, never ever associate partners with Allah. Then he gives him the other commandments. Order the good, forbid the evil, establish the prayer. Wala tamshi fil ardi maraha. Don't walk in a state of arrogance on the earth. Don't raise your voice. Lower your voice, be a humble person. All the rest of the traits. But the first lesson is what? Don't commit shirk billahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Imam Tabari in his tafsir, he mentions those individuals, ala anfusim in shirk was sayyi'at. That his people have deadened their hearts with shirk and disobedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then comes the glad tidings. La taqnatu. Don't despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fala takum min al qanitin. As Allah speaks inside, speaking in Surah Hijr about Ibrahim alayhi salam, don't become like these people as we began, don't lose hope. A Muslim should never ever lose hope inside their life. That's the message inside this surah, لا تقنطوا, from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some tafsir mentioned, يَشْمَلْ أَهْلُ الْمَعَاصِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And this is specifically speaking about Muslims who done wrong things inside their life. لا تقنطوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't despair from the mercy of Allah. Allah mentioned twice inside the same surah. كَتَبَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Allah has written upon Himself to be merciful. And again Allah mentioned, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has written upon Himself to be merciful. In another place in the Quran, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. The mercy of Allah encompasses everything. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is close to those doers of good. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins, jami'an. That's why some of the ulama begin to dissect and have a study about jami'an. What does it mean? It means every single sin, even shirk. If the person doesn't die upon it, they repent before that. Even that will be wiped out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here Imam Tabari highlights the hidden meaning of these verses. Is to take the path to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives all sins of those people who take the path of repentance. That's Ibn Kathir inside his tafsir mentioned this verse is speaking, coming towards ila tawbah wal inaba, to make tawbah and returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned no individual should despair from the mercy of Allah. Wa in azumat dhunubahu wa kathurat. No matter how much the sins of the person may be, how excessive they may be, they shouldn't lose hope. And he mentioned that the verse that we mentioned previously, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ, and towards the end of Surah Al-Ma'idah, I'm not mistaken, or inside the end of Surah Tawbah, or Surah Al-Ma'idah, sorry, Allah mentioned the context. Ibn Kathir mentioned the context to speak about those people who committed shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as if Allah is saying that, as long as you repent back to me, then Allah will forgive you your sins. And then he touches upon the hadith of the person who killed 99 people. Just gives a very single mention about it. But Imam Baghawi inside his tafsir, he mentions the whole hadith, the whole journey of the person who killed 99 people. But he still felt remorseful. He asked the people, what should I do? They said, go to this righteous person. Maybe he might be able to help you. So he approached a righteous person, like many of us who claim to be righteous people. So he asked to the person, Halli min tawbatin, is there any tawbah for me? The man said, there's no tawbah for you, person like you. How is there tawbah for you? A person who killed 99 people, you expect to be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in his frustration, what did he do? فَقَتَلَهُ, he killed him as well. Made it 100. Still felt remorseful, and he asked the people, what should I do? They said to him, go to the alim, go to a scholar. هُنَا نَرَى الْفَضْلُ الْعَالِمَ عَلَى الْعُبَّادِ, the virtue of a scholar over the masses of people. Go to him, go and ask this individual. So when he comes to this individual, this scholar has farasa, understanding of the society around him. That's what many of us, we don't have that. We just give black and white answers to people. Halal, haram, that's it, this, that and the other. That's not a faqih. That's not a jurist. That's not a scholar who doesn't know his people. He said to him simply, إِنَّهَا أَرْضُ, you're surrounded by bad people, wicked people, bad comrades, not a good society. You need to make the exodus, make the hijrah, leave these people, walk away from these people. That's what you need to do. So he makes his resolution to leave these people. And as he tries to go towards the new land, look how strange Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to teach us a lesson. On his way to the new land, he dies. He dies. The angels of punishment, wrath, anger, they come. And they said, this individual killed 99 people. He killed another individual. He doesn't deserve to go anywhere except for to be doomed to the hellfire. The angels of mercy come and say, no. He's on his journey to the new land. He's changing his life, his career, his intention. He needs to go to paradise. So they begin to dispute amongst one another. So Allah sends another angel either in a disguise or another angel comes to become a judge in his dispute amongst these two angels. So this angel says, let us measure where this individual is inside his life. If he's close to the new land, he goes to paradise. If he's close to the old land, take him to the hellfire. They begin to measure the footsteps. Footstep, hand span. They find him by one hand span or one arm's length that is closer to the new land. And some hadith that mentioned that the land is, he's stretched to be closer to the new land. That's what some ulama mentioned, the key ingredient inside this hadith is not just his tawbah. It's his ikhlas. It's his sincerity that he wanted to repent. So Allah dragged him closer to the new land. So they measured, they found him closer to the new land. So the angels of mercy, they took him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu huwa al-ghafoor rahim. Innahu ta'keed. Al-damir, innahu ya'ud ilallah, innahu huwa al-ghafoor rahim. As if for emphasis, that indeed he is the only one who forgives and pardons, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another place in the Quran, Allah mentioned, wa rabbun ghafoor. Your Lord is one who pardons, who forgives. And Ibn Kathir inside his tafsir, he mentioned that if you did not sin, then Allah would bring people who would sin and they repent back to him. That's what Allah mentions in Surah Tawbah, inside Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 222. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Allah loves those people who make tawbah to him, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then somebody mentioned kafara to dhamb, al-nadama. The kafara of your sin is to feel that remorse. But a more authentic hadith in Sunan Ibn Majah, إِنَّ النَّدَمْ هُوَ التَّوْبَةِ. To feel remorse, regret about your life, that is tawbah. Just to sit there, just to reflect upon what, that is tawbah ila Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not like in today's society. That's why this media world at the moment, you know what the dangers of the media world at the moment is? That every time you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you've displayed it, you've made a reel, you made a video, you made a TikTok, whatever it may be, and you displayed it, that this is what you've done to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you try to turn back. But where it's gone viral of what you've been doing inside your life. That's the dangers of media that we fail to understand. Even our Muslim sisters that we find, the way they dress, the way they conduct themselves, what they send out and they show. And now they want to change their lives. They try to blot it all out. It's all there. It's all viral. The type of person, the type of life that you are, the type of person you are. So that's why don't get worried then when people make comments about you. Because you've lived that life. Because before, people used to earn sin. But they kept it to themselves. That's what Allah mentions inside the hadith. It mentions that my servants, they sin by day. And Allah forgives them in the evening. And some servants, they sin by night. And in the morning, Allah forgives them. Kullu ummati mu'afa. In the hadith, it mentions all of my ummah will be forgiven. All of my ummah will be forgiven. Except for whom? إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ. Except for those who boast about their sins. Those who display and show their sins inside society, they will not be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a final note that we find, not to judge other people, because you find that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith about two individuals who are arguing amongst one another. One person is pestering, as we find inside a society, the person may be doing something wrong and saying to the person, you're doing this wrong. This is haram. This isn't right. Then again, the second day, this isn't right what you're doing. Then the third day. And the person doing wrong knows that they're doing wrong. It's just maybe a matter of time for them to find that journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Says to the person, Abatha alayya raqiban. Are you one sent as a watcher over me? Are you a watcher over me? That's what some of us are. We're just so engrossed with other people that we lose focus about our own selves. Look at the Quran, it speaks. أَتَعْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَتْلُونَ الْكِتَابِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you order other people to goodness and you don't do it yourself? That's this overzealousness of always trying to correct other people, to change other people, right? Paying enough attention upon our own self is detrimental to one's own iman, one's faith. So this person says to his friend, have you been sent as a watcher over me? So their friend responds, and says to him that you're never going to be forgiven. Allah will not forgive you. There's no way Allah's going to forgive you. You sin like this, you do these actions, Allah's not going to forgive you. So now when they both die, what happens to these two individuals? Allah says that this individual who did carry out these sins and wanted to make that change and wanted to come in the right direction, Allah says that I've forgiven this individual. And as for the one who thought that he's a watcher over him, who done these good deeds, then his deeds have been nullified. And this individual, may Allah forbid, has been thrown inside the hellfire. And as we find in conclusion, that what does Islam do? Just as we began with, Al-Islam, yajubu ma qablahu. Islam wipes out everything that existed before in a person's life. So the more that we try to exert in our practice of Islam, it wipes out every single thing that we do inside our lives. With the sincere tawbah, and obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah la yaghfiru an yushraka bihi wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha. Never associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgives every sin except for this abominable sin. And likewise, we mentioned, never lose hope. Never despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ensure us all with his mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala throughout our lives on his blessed day, on the first day of Shawwal, the day of Eid, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mercy stays with us throughout this year, throughout our lives, throughout our moments, to be mercy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside our graves, on the day of the mahshar, on the gathering, on the day of come standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah covers us with his mercy on that day when we stand there and changes our bad deeds into good deeds. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should all hope and aspire for with that journey and trying to make these small efforts upon this dunya.